Welcome to the Parenting is Hard Work podcast. I'm here with Elena Svetslot from the Netherlands. And we, for this session, are going to talk about marriage. I know we often talk about parenting, but we want to zero in on some very important parts of the primary relationship in a family, and that is marriage. So I'm glad, Elena, that you're joining with me today to delve into this very important subject.
Yeah, very excited to be doing this together, Dr. Scott, and such a important topic, which I'm sure many parents would be delighted to hear more about. And we started actually this series last week. So there is another episode which we have recorded and shared. So if you haven't listened to that yet, go back and listen to that first. It doesn't actually matter the order that you listen, but it will be nice as you read the book and you go through this to be able to go together with us in this rhythm. Dr. Scott has written a new book that is based on marriage and that has the very a very beautiful name, Activate Your Marriage, action focused title, which I really love. And last time we spoke about being thankful in our marriage. Today we're going to talk about admiration, and this title talks about and shares this chapter talks about cultivating humility in marriage, which I find a very interesting idea, and as well a very perhaps unusual thing for us nowadays, because I think humility is so less discussed, shared, or even thought as something important in the marriage. So Dr. Scott, I'll just jump directly into it. What made you choose this as the second chapter? So something quite important in the marriage.
Well, first of all, let me just tell you that as I'm getting feedback about this book, many parents are telling me this has got to be the hardest chapter. I'm finding that really interesting. Admiration. Admiring your spouse, which simply says to them, I admire your patience, or I admire the way that you're trying to make some changes to work with our daughter. Those kind of statements are hard for people, it seems. And maybe it's because we can develop a rather critical or even a competitive attitude with our spouse. And God wants to change that. I just think humility is such a powerful tool that we ask. I mean, just imagine coming home after a challenging day and your spouse looks at you and says, I really admire how you handled that. I mean, those are simple words, but they carry a powerful message. They say, I value you. I respect you. I see you. I think it's a unique way of cutting through the noise of the daily lives that we experience and remind us of the things that are most important, which are often overlooked. And so it's just a way to deepen the whole relationship to say, I admire. But for some reason, sometimes people have a hard time getting those words out. As if they say, if I say I admire you, it's as if you're saying to the other person they've won or something. And I can't let you win because then, and I'm going, whoa, wait a minute. The marriage isn't a competition here. It's a partnership. So, anyway, I just think it's a very valuable concept, and God gives us opportunity to grow in our own sanctification as we work on our marriages, and humility is this key concept that we need to develop.
Yeah, I think sometimes in marriage, we are just, due to all the business that's taking place, and maybe children and work, we are so set in certain habits and certain ways of communicating in certain we use just so limited amount of words with our spouse. And I think that's also sometimes we simply don't have the vocabulary, you know, that we don't have the skills to actually think about this. And I think that's why it's so important that's why I find your book so interesting and important, that it actually shows us how many things we can say and do in a marriage and how impactful that can be. But before we continue, I really would love to read how you describe humility and admiration, because I think that's so deep. So I'll start with humility. Taking to heart my own limitations and valuing my spouse's unique qualities. And now admiration. Choosing to notice and celebrate my spouse's strength, abilities, and positive attributes. So again, it just sometimes think, I think, gosh, yeah, we talk about superficial, you know, daily things that we need to do, that the kids need to do, and then that's where it stops. And so you help us here, Dr. Scott, to kind of put words into things that we maybe kind of forgotten or kind of just gloss over, which I find really, yeah, very important and very helpful, really helpful. It's like we have this bag which tools we can now use. So humility, I specifically find interesting because I think, like you mentioned just now earlier, we have this attitude sometimes in marriage that we need to win and we need to be on top and we need to be always right. And I think it's probably one of the hardest things to practice this. How did you find this for yourself and for the other families that you worked with?
I think there's a real important shift that needs to take place in our own hearts, thus humility. So some people don't tie the idea of admiration and humility together, but it's hard to admire someone if you're not humble. You got to be able to give up, you know, your pride in order to say someone else is doing really well at something or you admire. See, when you say you admire something, it's almost as if you're saying you're better than me in this. And that's really hard for, I think, some parents. I mean, some couples. You know, I think it's a shift that happens from criticism to value. And if I value my spouse for the things that make my spouse unique and special, then that can really contribute to some really good things in the relationship. I think we then build a relationship based on mutual respect and appreciation. And we kind of create this environment where both partners feel valued and secure. And when we do that, then it enhances the relationship. So even, I want to say this though, this is the premise of my book. Even if your spouse doesn't participate, even if your spouse takes advantage of the whole situation, you developing this attitude of humility and blessing the other person, giving them the gift of admiration is good for you. And it's good for your relationship with the Lord. And God will bless you for it. So we do it even if the other spouse isn't participating.
Yeah, I think it's quite an exercise. I see here you have a little chapter or a little part of the chapter called Verbal Admiration, Strengthening Emotional Intimacy. And I just reading through it and going through it, I just find it somehow so foreign, you know, to actually say this thing. So I think it's such a good exercise to actually let yourself to hear them, yourself saying them. So I really appreciate that. And you give here a few examples of actually what we could say, just like you mentioned earlier, what we could say to our spouses and to make that a habit and a practice. So Dr. Scott, are there any, besides the exercises that you mentioned in a book, you know, to practice saying this kind of words, are there any other, let's say, tips or anything that you can help, you can tell us to help us know how to start if we really don't do this very often?
You have to pause and you have to just pause life for a minute and just think, what are some things that I admire or value in my spouse? Maybe they're things that you're attracted to in the very beginning, or maybe the things that you've grown to see as you've parented, or maybe they're just life. You see some qualities that this person has. And I think what that does, it helps you to see your spouse with fresh eyes. So it requires this exercise in humility to do it, because now you can appreciate their strengths without comparing or competing. And so we pause for a little bit, I think of a few things. And then it's one thing to think about them. It's another thing to share them.
Yeah.
So, but let's first think. Because when you think about them, it does help you value your spouse more, and it'll start coming out in the way you treat your spouse. Maybe you won't be so quick to yell or something. But the point is that your spouse is a valuable person. But then, man, if you can express your admiration, that's going to be really good. Here's what I find. I find that sometimes we look at things that we're critical of, but often those things we're critical of are a good quality misused. So someone may have a real strong quality in their life, but it kind of has taken a different direction, or has a side effect, but it's not all that great. Well, is there a way that we can affirm the good quality that's there? That's the question. And I think that when we we do a certain amount of recentering our hearts that prepare us to be in a marriage and to do better. So we're not just pointing out weaknesses that our spouse has.
Yeah, indeed. I think it makes us kind of think harder about qualities instead of the things that we are unhappy with or things that we consider as annoying continuously. Even the small things that that our spouses are doing that we maybe just take for granted or don't really think as something special. So I think indeed even the smallest things can make a difference. And even if we say in our heads, like you mentioned, it's easier to think them than to actually to say it. So yeah, making a practice out of saying these things can really, can really make a change. Because I even in our work, when we work with colleagues or we have a team, we notice how important it is to share our appreciation. And I think it's of course applies in our marriage. So I really find this such a good reminder. And maybe we were doing this in the beginning of our marriage, and as things progress, maybe we do it less. So it's such a good reminder to actually go back to that good habit. And like you mentioned also in this chapter, once we start doing this with our spouse, it's going to become a habit that we're going to take in our life, in our work, in how we speak to our children. So it's really such a impactful skill, and such a skill that is really going to bring so much benefit in our daily lives. Dr. Scott, are there ways in which we could, let's say, bring into this humility, or think about humility in a more in a way that's, let's say, more real, as in how can we actually learn to be humble or have this attitude of humility instead of thinking we are better and always the best?
I think it starts in our relationship with the Lord. I mean, in Colossians 3:12, it says this: therefore, as God's chosen, that's us, holy and dearly loved. That's what he said. That's what Paul says in Colossians. You're dearly loved. You're special. You're God's chosen people. And then he says this: clothe yourselves. In other words, every morning when you get up, you clothe yourselves. You put on your clothes with these five things: 1, compassion; 2, kindness; 3, humility; 4, gentleness; 5, patience. All of those words describe humility, but there's one that stands out there in the middle that's humility. And we need to put it on every day. I just think it starts in our relationship with the Lord. And we have to be willing to say, it's okay to build someone else up and to encourage them. It doesn't make me, it's not putting myself down if I do that. It's actually something that we need in life. I think there's a deficit in value in our world today. And so when we step in and admire someone, it just touches them and it just blesses them for where they are in their lives at that moment. So I just think it starts in our relationship with the Lord and then kind of moves out from there, and we bless, it starts in our marriage then, and we do what we can there, and then in our family, and then even outside of our family, trying to help other people who are, we live in a difficult world today, and a little bit of admiration can go a long way to put some salve on the wounds that people experience in their lives.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dr. Scott. I really think this is going to encourage so many parents and so many couples. Before we close this episode, I want to share that parents and those interested in parenting, we have a lot of episodes, more than 70 actually, with topics related to parenting. So please feel free to have a listen. And there's just one other episode that we have just recently started on Activate Your Marriage, the book that Dr. Scott has recently written and published. And I really pray that every person listening to this podcast and reading the book will really encounter and will discover and will pursue this change, and all these activities will work to change the way they see marriage and the way they experience it with God's help. That's my prayer for everybody. And also thank you, Dr. Scott, for actually putting this on paper and taking the time to help so many couples, and so to give us ideas and practical way to bring this to fruition. Before we end, would you share any other thought that before the end of the episode?
Yes, remember that the marriage relationship is the primary relationship in a family. Very important to remember that. You know, if you come from work and your kids are jumping on you, I want some time, Dad. You say, yes, I'll give you some time, but I love you. I love you too much to spend time with you first. I need to go spend time with my spouse. And so we take a couple of minutes and just we spend that intimate time just talking and or connecting about our day or just saying, how can I help you or something like that? Because we value our spouse. It is the primary relationship. If people want more information about this book, they can find it at biblicalparenting.org/marriage. And there they can order the book in a ebook format or the physical book. And they can get it right away. Practice the 12 exercises. Watch what it does to you primarily, what it does to you, and then with God's grace, to your marriage as well.